Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Bull-hugging drunk is one of the terms I used in my youth. The other
yeah,
one
what's
is
the definition of that?
Shouting down the porcelain telephone to God.
That's happened before.
You know, it can happen.
It's a thing of the past,
depending
though.
Back in your younger days.
I'm very mature now.
Well, no, you just handle it better now.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, but I've built up such a tolerance.
That might be part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we mentioned earlier in the program, and I wish Chris Sale was on the radio more. I wish he did more
He's
of these
great.
Sorts of things. Earlier today, Chris Sale, about 7:30 this morning, Chris Sale was on with Mutt and Callahan. They began their series of broadcasts in Fort Myers at JetBlue Park. Every time he's on, and I texted these guys as soon as he was done, I said, every time Chris Sale talks, I want to hear more. Because he's so good, he's so honest, he's so forthright, he's so matter-of-fact. And so he did. He was on with those guys earlier today. And, you know, just to give you an example, we'll give you a couple of cuts from his interview this morning. You can go on WEEI.com and listen to the whole thing, and I recommend you do.
Yeah, it's great.
Because it's refreshing to hear an athlete handle things as well as he does.
You're almost surprised that athletes can do it this way, because you hear so many of them that don't, and so many that either kind of talk in circles or don't answer questions or are just so uncomfortable. And I'm not saying every guy should be comfortable. It's different. I mean, these guys play baseball. They don't sit down and do radio or TV interviews. So it's not going to be the most natural thing for everybody. But Chris Sale seems pretty comfortable, and he answers the questions openly and honestly.
So one of the things, and I think Mutt asked this question, if I remember this correctly, one of the things that they talked about was the whole, you know, he's going into the last year of his contract. And, you know, there's a question here of, like, Jake DeGrom, for instance, has told the Mets, hey, once we hit opening day, we're done. We're not talking again.
Yeah.
I don't want to negotiate. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit opening day. If I don't have a contract done by opening day, I'll see you in the offseason. So you kind of wondered how Chris Sale was going to handle going into the final year of his deal.
Well, like I said, I got one thing to worry about. I'm a pitcher. I'm going to go out and pitch. I'm going to, you know, do everything I can to not only make myself better, but my team better. I just don't have time to worry about it. And I've never had time to worry about it. I've never thought about this or that, extensions, contracts, free agency. I've always just gone out and pitched. I said it yesterday. I've been very, very lucky and fortunate that I got drafted, played a couple years, signed an extension, and I've really never had to worry about it. So I'm just going to keep not worrying about it and go out there and pitch. And you know, in the end, it'll all work itself out one way or another.
And the next contract, how would that change your life? I mean, obviously, you got everything you need, right? There's nothing you can buy with that next contract that you haven't already bought.
Well, it's not about buying anything. It's about playing for championships. You know, right now, I got 1 year left to win a championship.
Right.
You know, whether I sign a one-year deal, a 10-year deal, or whatever else, that just gives me that much more time to win more championships. And like I said yesterday, hopefully that's here in Boston.
A little different than Trent Brown saying how he's going to win the lottery.
Yeah,
when the season's
hit the
over.
Lottery.
Or a lot of guys. I mean, there's so many more like that where Chris Sale is in the minority where he's talking about, you know, I want to win championships, not trying to buy stuff. And, you know, he signed a contract with the White Sox after a couple of years that he was in the league, but it is so far under market. It's
he's one of the biggest. He's one of the biggest bargains in baseball, if not the biggest bargain.
Because you look at the last couple of years, he's been on a pitching staff with David Price making $30 million, Rick Porcello making over $20 million, and then he's made $12.5 million. This year, I think it bumps up to $15 million. And for a guy who is finishing second, third, fourth in the Cy Young every
Price
year,
is making $30 million this year,
making over twice as much as what Chris Sale is making. So he's never complained about it. I've even heard him at other times where it's very similar to that answer that we just heard, but saying, like, you know, I have an agent for a reason, and the agent, he'll take care of it. Like, he'll figure that out. So he's not going to come back next year and play for $10 million bucks, but I'm just saying, but for right now, he is not worried about it. Or at least he is telling us that he's not worried about it, and he's focused on this season. And the way he says it, you tend to believe him.
And when Jerry said, you know, what will you be able to buy with the next contract
that
you can buy already? He said, buy.
Yeah.
He said, it's not about buying. It's about winning championships.
And you get a new Dodge Stratus.
And by the way, like you said, I believe him. He doesn't care about what he can buy. What he cares about is, can I get a ring at the end of the year?
Because if he really did care about money, I think there could be a much bigger stink. I mean, this is a guy, this is outrageous. So going back to 2012, this is where he is ranked in the Cy Young voting.
Yep.
6th, 5th, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 2nd, 4th. Those are every year that he's been a starter. The worst he has finished is 6th as a Cy Young candidate. That is outrageous. And yet he has been so underpaid over the course of that contract, but he's never once, you know, put up a big stink or forced the team to pay him more money or anything like that. He is willing to play out this contract. And you knew when the Red Sox made that trade and they sent Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech to Chicago a couple of years ago, that part of the reason was not only is he a great pitcher, but he was a bargain. He was so undervalued that you knew you could spend more money elsewhere and still be underneath the luxury tax.
Let's give you another one from Sale, talking about what it was like last year and the job, the fun that he had playing for this team and the job that Alex Cora did running this team.
And again, the way your teammates watching it, the way your teammates reacted, spoke to, I don't know, it's going to sound dumb, but like a team camaraderie type thing. But does every championship...
How does that sound
dumb? Well, because team wins a championship, they were close in a team. It looked like this team specifically... under Alex Cora, did have that vibe to it. Is that a fair assessment of the way this team was built last year?
100% true, yeah. He brought a sense of calming, doing it right, fun. You know how it is. I mean, if you're doing something over, you know, 7 or 8 month period, it can get monotonous, right? You wake up, you have breakfast, you work out, you go through the workout, game, and it's just basically the same thing over and over. And he found a lot of ways to stir it up, make it fun, before, during, or after games, off days, things like that. And I think that not only brought us closer together, you know, the bond, the you know, the honesty, the, you know, everything that comes with being good teammates, but it brings levity, you know, just, you know, still having fun, because sometimes you can get too serious out there, especially with, you know, some outside factors coming in. So, you know, he did a great job of keeping it fun, but also, you know, staying on top of things and, you know, being able to execute what we needed to execute.
That was the impression I got, you know, being around the team the times that I was, when I was doing some games last summer. You could see, first of all, they love the guy. The players on the team love the guy.
Yeah, right.
But second of all, he had that unique ability to straddle that line between, hey, let's go, we got stuff we got to get done here, and still, hey, come on, let's have fun, let's go, you know, and he, not everybody can do that.
No, definitely not.
I don't think Belichick's very good at the whole having fun part.
No, maybe not. And maybe he's trying to loosen up a little bit. But yeah, Cora definitely was able to do that. And it also seems like Cora and Chris Sale are a really good combination too. And just the way Chris Sale handles himself, the way the other guys on the team look up to Chris Sale. And they've all kind of talked about it, whether it's Sale or Price or anybody. They're kind of maniacs on the day that they start. And then the other days, it's a little bit different. But I think anytime your best players buy in to the manager or to the head coach, that is so significant. And that might even be part of the issue that we're talking about with the Celtics at times. Like
after Farrell won a World Series in his first year as Red Sox manager, everybody thought the same stuff about him.
Maybe they did. And you know, but then now you got to follow that up. And that is going to be a big, I think, storyline all year is with Alex Cora. All right, how do you follow that up? Like, you can't do better, really, than you did last year. I know he's kind of saying that they can, but as far as the end result,
top 119 wins, won't it?
I was going to say, you have the franchise record for wins in the regular season and you win the World Series. I would not bet against them topping that, but then again, that's what the goal is.
So one of the stories today out of Fort Myers, and again, pitchers and catchers are all that are required to report, but you've got a lot of guys who are there already. Mookie's there and a bunch of guys.
Are closers going to report? Closers?
There's one. He's in there somewhere.
Oh,
we just have to ferret him out.
We haven't identified him. Okay.
So today there was a bunch of videos on Twitter, if you haven't seen them yet, of Dustin Pedroia fielding balls at second base, taking batting practice in the cage, perhaps surprising some people that he was out there doing baseball stuff even earlier than he's supposed to report. Well, long before we knew that Pedroia was going to be out on the field Later in the day, Chris Sale talked to Mutton Callahan this morning about Pedroia.
And I think it's going to be fun to watch him. I think, you know, you obviously know his attitude, his grit, and his drive. I mean, you got a guy that's basically done it all in the game. MVP, world champion, all-star, you know, gold gloves, the whole nine. And he's as hungry as he's ever been to play baseball. I think that's not only impressive to hear from someone like that, but, you know, he's out to prove some points this year, and that's going to be fun to watch.
All right, we'll let you get to work.
Did you root for the Patriots?
I did.
Absolutely. About before you came to Boston? Did you hate him?
No. I mean, you can't hate greatness. I mean, you can be jealous.
Right.
Which, you know, a lot of people are. But you got to respect it, no doubt. I mean, I think whether you're a fan of this team or that team, you got to respect, you know, what they've done over the past few years and hopefully more to come.
So unlike Jackie Bradley Jr., who rooted against the Patriots.
Yeah, see, I don't even mind. He, you know, he's been a Rams fan for a long time. His dad was a Cowboys fan.
Who's a Rams fan for a long time? What's a Rams fan?
Rams fans
I
out there.
I don't know if that's true. What city do they live in?
Why would he
They've
lie
been waiting 25 years to be fans again.
Why would he lie about that?
It's a good question. He's just a pathological liar. Who's to say?
Yeah, maybe, but I'm going to guess not.
Who's to say? I don't know. Maybe he likes the uniforms. I don't know what his problem is.
You know, one of the things I will say is that, and Pedroia, we're way ahead of where we need to be in this situation, but if, in fact, he's healthy, if, in fact, he can come back, if Dave Dombrowski's right and he can play 120 to 125 games, they actually could be a better team. I mean, if you look at their entire roster, that was an area where you had to kind of mix and match and patch and fill.
Yeah, that was not a strength by any means. I really don't expect that to happen. And that's great. Like, you got to set goals. There's your hope for the season. But I really would be surprised if he was able to play that many games and play that many games and you know, put together a really good season. I think it's going to be tricky, though, for Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez, who are probably the two best players in the American League, to duplicate that. I think they'll both still be great, but how did those guys top numbers? I mean, those were off the charts. But they got a ton of talent. I'm still worried about the closer spot.
Rafael Devers could be better.
He could be, yeah. He definitely could
Xander
be.
Xander Bogaerts was really good, but, you know, he
Bogaerts
could improve
and Benintendi were both pretty good, but, yeah, maybe there's a little room for improvement. You know, you have Eovaldi and Pierce all season long, although I think Pierce was just, you know, hot at the right time and got to face a bunch of lefties. I think over the course of a full season, probably won't give you that same result. But no, I mean, they're loaded. I only have the only question mark I have is closer. Everything else, you gotta love the rotation, the lineup, and you don't need nine all-stars at the plate. So even though they're not going to hit at the catcher spot, like that's fine. Like everybody else can make up for that.
But it was fun listening to him, and we've brought you some of the cuts throughout the course of the program. But again, I would recommend if you can go to weei.com and listen. It's refreshing to hear a guy handle it as matter-of-factly, and at least my perception, your perception, honestly, as he does. And you just wish he did more than just the normal every fifth day post-game. Yeah, the cutter was working pretty well today, and
yeah,
I had good velocity.
He did an interview during the winter weekend. I think Marloni and I want to say Greg Dickerson were on, and they had Sale on with Pedro at one point.
Oh,
and it was amazing.
Great.
It was great. And just to hear those guys talking about each other and everything else. But yeah, every time I've seen him or I should say heard him on the radio, he's been great. And like you said, you want to hear him more. I think he did spring training interviews the last couple of years on the morning show when those guys have been down there. And he's always been really good.
I will say that based on his answer to Mutt's question, where Mutt said, you know, maybe this is a dumb question, basically the team chemistry question.
Yeah, it was a tough day for Mutt.
Well,
I mean, even Sale was like, what are you talking about?
He says, why is that a dumb question?
Like, why is that a dumb question?
It was fairly clear based on Sale's answer that he does think.
It's going to sound dumb, but like a team camaraderie type thing. But does every championship.
How's that sound dumb?
How's that sound dumb?
What?
It is clear based on Sale's answer, he does think
that's
team
important.
Camaraderie, team chemistry is something that matters. And I know it's the old chicken and egg thing. Well, if you're winning, everybody loves each other anyway. If you're losing, nobody gets along. But we can tie it back into what we've been discussing about the Celtics and team chemistry. Their best player, by far, is Kyrie Irving. They're 9-2 in the 11 games that he's missed this year. but A doesn't necessarily equal B. Oh, they're better off without him.
Definitely doesn't. And I think, you know, there are some stats that back that up as well, not just the win-loss record. But as far as the Red Sox from a year ago, I think one of the analogies we made a lot was the 2013 team was almost more chemistry than talent, right? Then the 07 team was so much talent, and then the 18 team kind of combined those. Like, those are the special teams, I feel like, is when you can take... Like, they had MVP candidates, Cy Young candidates, they had a great closer, they had the manager, or one of the best managers, like, all of that together, and then they all happen to really get along and root for each other and support each other, then you're going to have a type of season like they did last year.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line 37937. I did see Lou in the hall earlier.
He's hot. He's running hot still.
He was muttering, though. It was kind of under his breath. Yeah. It made me a little nervous.
Yeah. He has batting gloves on, too. I don't know what that means.
Are you sure they were batting gloves? They weren't speed bag gloves?
Could be. Could be speed bag gloves.
We'll find out at the top of the hour. We get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
Tell me who's on that show.
Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
Who?
Dale Arnold
that
and Rich Keefe.
Who? Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
On WEEI.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's been a time that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. Baby. It's just not enough.
Jason Rossi's entrance music tonight on Valentine's
Here
Day.
Here it is. Entering the bedroom.
Here we
come. 5'6" tall.
5'8".
Weighing in at an undisclosed weight, but better by the day thanks to Awaken 180.
From parts unknown.
It's exciting.
You just wanted an opportunity to work that in, didn't you?
Happy Valentine's Day, Jason, to you and to yours. Lucy.
Lucy just left
Dale.
The room. What are you kidding me?
No, she's still here.
The song was my suggestion.
Was it?
Nice.
Yes.
I love Barry White.
Helping out
She's
the
giving
show.
Me tips in here. It's getting a little weird.
Is that right? What kind of tips?
I don't know if they're radio safe, actually.
All right. Save it for
just
a podcast.
Just some technique. Technique?
What?
I couldn't be more interested.
I mean,
what kind of technique?
For a minute, I didn't care. Now I care the most.
Suddenly, this is... What would you wait till 1:35 for this for?
We could have been doing 4 hours of this, baby.
It started about 9:30 and it hasn't ended yet.
Well, there you go.
We'll call a doctor.
So we played you some Chris Sale cuts, and you heard him talking this morning with Mutt and Callahan. Around 11 o'clock, a little after 11 o'clock today, David Price went to the picnic table and had
his... It's a whole new man. It's a whole new man,
It's hard,
Dale.
By the way, to describe to people outside of New England about the spring training picnic table interviews.
Picnic table interviews.
It literally is the picnic table interviews.
Right.
So he was there today, and one of the things, look, everybody wants to know, I want to know, why did he switch his number? Of course, has been number 24 since he got here. This year will be number 10, and all of us
What's up with that?
Well, we're all wondering why.
Why the number 10?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. I don't. It's not that tough. If you know me at all, I feel like you can get it. Somebody will get it, and everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, wow. That makes sense.
The Red Sox have won 9 World Series. And
that is not it. Not it.
That was a good guess.
Are they retiring Troy Evans' number?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I do think he will be a Hall of Famer, so I do think it will be up there at some point. I don't know about that.
Good answer, by the way. I mean, about the whole Dwight Evans. He won't tell.
I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
I thought they said Manny. He said Dwight Evans?
Yeah, Dwight Evans.
Oh. He thinks Dwight Evans is going to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, yeah.
If he said Manny was going to be a Hall of Famer, then I would really like David Price.
No, he was talking about Dwight Evans.
Oh.
And he was saying nice
things. Wouldn't hold your breath.
So... So obviously everybody's begun guessing, right?
Yeah, what the hell? Why can't he just tell us?
Like, oh, because that wouldn't be.
What, is this a riddle? Is there like clues?
So, did he give us anything? Jared Carabas guessed that it was because of the Section 10 podcast.
Well, that does make sense. Maybe Jared's onto something there. I was hoping they were going to retire Manny's number and they asked him to choose another one. But that's unlikely.
That's not it.
Unlikely.
Because he said, if you know me, you
I don't
know
him.
Well, we don't.
Does,
I mean,
does it have anything to do with Fortnite? Is Shime in tomorrow? Shime's our Fortnite expert.
Shime will be in tomorrow.
Okay, good. So maybe he'll know a little bit more about Price and Fortnite, if that has anything to do with it. If you know David
Price. You think
it's
some Fortnite thing? That'd be good.
Yeah. My guess would be some sort of video game thing. He's changing to number 10. No clue.
No.
I have no idea.
And a bunch of people on
Section 10, honestly, is as good a guess as any.
I doubt that's it. But
I don't know. Did they share bunk beds or something?
Well, Carabas wants you to believe.
Yeah, that's right. They had a nice relationship. I can't make heads or tails of it.
Texter says it's the same number as his playoff losses. We can stop with that now.
Yes.
He came over. He came over to the good side last year.
Actually, he only has 9 playoff losses, but good guess. Good guess. Yeah, I thought that was very odd. Because he was number 14 everywhere else. I believe he was 14 in Tampa, Detroit, and Toronto. He was 14. And then he came here and he elected to go at 24. And he's been number 24 for the last 3 seasons. And then out of nowhere, decides to go to number 10 for the first time in his career. So I have no idea what it is.
I will say, and this is, again, just based on what I've read on Twitter from the people who were there, It seems as though it was a pretty positive response to David Price's media session
His
today.
His appearance there. He was 14 at Vanderbilt, so it's not a college thing.
Well, he was 24 here. Right. He was 14 at Vanderbilt. 24 minus 14 gives you 10.
We just sniffed it out. There it is.
Math.
Math. He's changing it because of math. I don't get it. So somebody's going to unearth this, and then we're going to be like, oh, so why couldn't you just tell us?
It's not that tough.
Kind of tough.
You know me at all. I feel like you can get it. Somebody will get it.
Probably not. Lucy or Jason, do you guys have any working
theories?
Maybe
it's his dog's favorite number.
10? Yes. Astro likes 10?
Astro's favorite number.
He might have said that.
He might have said change it.
An homage to Coco Crisp.
Is he 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Probably not.
I liked Coco. Rossi, you must be cooking something up in there.
Yeah, he's such a fan of dogs. So cats have 9 lives, and that's the number.
It had to go to cats, didn't it? It had to go to cats.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, this actually bothers me.
You could have just said, I don't have one. You easily could have passed
always
on
have
it.
One. Always have one. Always
ready. You didn't. You didn't have one there. Is this going to have to be something that we worry about now?
It does
kind of bother me that we don't know.
If you took his name.
Oh, here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, I gave you one already.
All right. You take his name.
David, 5 letters. Price, 5 letters.
Add them up.
10.
Okay. I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
I think we solved it. Now, if we figure it out, will you give us a yes, or are you just going to keep kind of shaking us off? That's what's also concerning about it. Somebody might have it.
Somebody will get it.
Who do you think that somebody
now
will
they
be?
Have? Now, somebody asked him, is it the having to do with the Red Sox World Series titles?
Nope.
They have won 9. So the next
10.
One would be 10.
That was like when Rick Fox went to the Lakers. He chose number 17 on the Lakers because he was saying, well, when I was in Boston, I was always trying to get number 17. You're like, but you're on the Lakers. That was his reasoning, though. That didn't make any sense to me.
And so everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, wow.
Well, we know. Yeah, wow. Will we know the answer to this prior to opening day, or is this going to linger?
Oh, somebody on Twitter had a great guess.
Oh, let's hear it.
David Price's child's name is Xavier. First letter is X. Roman numeral for X is 10.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Favorite rapper is DMX.
Favorite comic book, X-Men.
Deadpool. Actually,
oh, you like Deadpool. Shoot. Who at sometimes overlaps with?
X-Men.
X-Men. There you go. X.
That makes sense.
The Red Sox have won 9 World Series.
That is not it.
That is not it. Further.
Like, no more questions.
See, I think the Xavier thing actually does,
that's as good a guess as we've heard. That's as close as we're going to come to that. It's kind of frustrating just not knowing.
By the way,
it's kind of stupid, but it still bothers me.
Because now what's going to happen is every single day when the media's there, they're going to say, hey, is it because Xavier's name starts with X? And he's going to say, no, that's not it.
No.
So at some point, he's going to get frustrated and say, look, all right, I'll tell you.
Why can't he just do it today? Still a layer of intrigue. He holds all the cards, as he has told us in the past, And now he's changing his number, not telling anybody why. So there you go.
I don't know. He shot down the whole World Series thing.
I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
Somebody tweeted me that he's been in the league for 10 years. Yeah, but so this is year 11 then. So I don't think you would change
that
it to that.
That doesn't work.
I don't think you would change it to that. I don't know. We're left now, Dale, with more questions than we had answers.
Well, I liked a couple of our guesses anyway.
Yeah, but we'll never know.
I mean, I guess.
For those who know me, that's the only little clue.
See,
that he gives
thing.
Us. For those who know me.
I don't. It's not that tough. If you know me at all, I feel like you.
I will
10?
Say this.
Perfect
when,
10.
When they
oh,
first,
Bo Derek.
When they, there you go.
You like Bo Derek.
I do. When they first announced that he was switching from 24 to 10,
yeah.
I thought maybe the Red Sox are planning on retiring Dwight Evans' number.
Manny Ramirez's.
I don't think they're going to retire Manny Ramirez's number.
Same number, though. Same
no, it
number.
Is the same number. In the same way, Lou Maloney's number is now hanging on the facade as well, but probably not for Lou. But it is possible that the Reds, but that flies in the face of, well, if you know me, then you know why.
Oh, I like this text. In honor of Josh Gordon. Could be.
Do we even think he knows Josh Gordon?
I don't know. Maybe not. It's a pain. Oh, ooh,
you know me at all, I feel like.
What about October is the 10th month? That's a good one. And he's finally good in October. That's not bad. I think we're kind of losing it, though.
How about Pearl Jam's album 10?
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock.
Best debut album of all time.
Mookie Blaylock, you think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I have one.
And that's the final word there.
No, we have one final guess.
Okay.
Oh, no! Guess what?
Is it his birthday? If it's David Price's birthday, my head's going to explode.
Dante! You know? It's your Dante, of all of the ones that you've had to sort of gin up, that's probably the weakest effort that you've had.
I'm gonna take a stab here. Former Red Sox great Dante Bichette,
good
who
guess.
May have also worn number 10.
Good guess.
Did wear number 10, actually.
How about that?
The list.
Not Dante Bichette?
71 years young today.
Pretty good.
Dante Scarnecchia.
Oh, happy birthday, Dante. It's been a banner week on birthday. Thank you. Real banner week. Bill Russell, Randy Moss, Dante Scarnecchia. Retire the segment
Dante.
For those three.
I just
a lot of good Dantes
you know,
out there.
Generally, we do these, and we have this whole list of ones.
Open your gifts.
I have to admit, we stymied him a bit with Dante, so there had to be a certain amount of manufacture that
I thought he nailed it once again.
It's Jason Rossi and the Happy Birthday Band. We are for hire. You can tweet at us at Dale Keefe, WEEI.
Good stuff.
Birthdays,
like that.
Bar mitzvahs,
you
weddings,
whatever you want.
They're available for
Special
you.
Special Valentine's Day greetings.
Well, happy birthday to Dante Scarnecchia.
We did get another text or tweet, Dale. I believe David Price has 10 different ballpark allergies.
Well, it's possible, yeah. Let's see, grass, cats, yeah, dogs,
rain,
hot,
not
cold.
That tough. If you know me at all, I feel.
Could be any of those.
Yeah, good luck.
What else you got coming up next? Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.